Medicare recipients can now sign up to get prescription drug insurance through Medicare. It's the biggest change since the government program began 40 years ago. But even government officials admit that signing up for the new prescription drug benefit will take some effort. And NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that Medicare recipients are off to a mixed start.
Gene Mizell of Chevy Chase, Maryland, is at a flu vaccine clinic in Washington. Like many people here, she's thinking about what to do about the new prescription program. She'd like to sign up before it begins January 1st, but she doesn't know what plan to pick.
Well, I would have to figure that out, how much I'm going to save, and I don't know quite how to do that short of, going to my kind pharmacist or something. I don't really know how to resolve what drugs are covered of the ones I'm taking now.
The information is available on the Internet. Mizell says she's not computer savvy, but there are some computers at the vaccine clinic, so she agrees to try it with me. Okay, the first thing we do is we go to a site called Medicare.gov. She's particularly interested in finding a plan from ARP, the American Association of Retired Persons. After a brief delay, more than 36 plans appear on the screen, ARP among them. Can you read this?
They're not making this age-friendly size. There it is.
After about 15 minutes, we figure out that she can join an ARP plan, but she'll have to use a large chain pharmacy rather than her neighborhood one. Do you do this alone?
No.
So what will you do?
I'll go to a seminar or something. It's got enough time to make a difference so you can answer individual questions.
Across the room, 80-year-old Thelma Robinson and her 61-year-old son Charles Hall have just gotten their flu shots. Charles Hall takes care of his mother's prescription drugs.
She takes approximately 6 to 7 drugs a day. They're paid for by cash. There's no discount on the drugs. We probably spend about $200 every other month.
Hall is computer savvy, but dealing with Social Security via computer has scared him off. His mother got a form in the mail from the government to apply for financial assistance. He mailed it back this week. They're waiting to hear before they sign up. In Florida, 65-year-old Ed Rubiera wrote a letter to the Orlando Sentinel saying, as someone in Mensa and with an MBA, he figured he could work things out himself. But he had a hard time on the Internet site.
It doesn't go deep enough, so you have to go in and either drill down in the individual insurance company's websites or call them on the phone. And here in Florida, we have 64 choices to select from. There's too many choices and too complex.
Rubiera is happy about one thing, how much he can save per year.
$700 out of the 24, and that includes paying for the monthly premium.
So he's already signed up. Some people have had very good experiences.
I came away feeling very confident where I need to advise my parents on what their needs are and how to fill them.
Patricia Longenecker of Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, went to a seminar put on by a consortium of state, federal, and private groups. A state official worked the computer for her. Longenecker's mother is only on a couple of drugs now. The cost of premiums for the new program and meeting the deductible would be more than what she's paying. Nevertheless, Longenecker says she's planning to sign her mother up for one of the plans.
And even though the cost doesn't look effective at this current time, we're projecting ahead 6 months, 2 years into the future to realize her needs as she ages are probably going to increase.
The government doesn't have any sign-up figures yet. Benefits and charges for those who pick a plan before the end of the year begin January 1st. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.